Hello, everyone. This is the Vicki Ford Show. It is so good to be with each and every one of you. My name is Vicki, of course, and it is just an incredible night. I have had so many changes in my life, and I have talked to so many of you over the last month, and it has been a lot of changes going on in a lot of people's lives. And I just want to make one comment. It's very touching about all the survivors of 9/11 and those who crossed over and all those who continue to work to rebuild the strength and the connectiveness of all of us. So I just want to make a beautiful comment about that, because it's been 10 years since all of this has happened. It's been 10 years since I last saw my son, because it was during that time that I lost contact with him. So it was a very touching day yesterday, and I know it is for many of you. And even if we don't know anyone, it still touches our lives. And I just want to say, with all the many changes in our lives, there's always one thing that is constant, one aspect of our life that is constant, and that is spirit. Whether you call it the universe, spirit, God, whatever, that beautiful energy, that feeling of love, that connectiveness is always there for us. We may stray and we may go off someplace, but spirit is always there for us. And it's very interesting, because as I'm starting to do my coaching, my personal abundance coaching, it's not necessarily to, you know, yes, it's to uncover the stops and the hidden emotional pain that we all have, so that we can move forward in your light, in the truth of who you are. And abundance isn't always just money. It's abundance is life. I mean, it's that wholeness of life where you're feeling life in the way of, yes, money. That's one aspect of it, there's no doubt. But it also is in love and in feeling appreciation for yourself and for others. And I have want to share a very interesting aspect of my life. And by the way, I am taking calls tonight, so please call in. Let me know you're there and chat with me. And if you have a question, I'd love to answer it for you. One of the biggest experiences that I've had in the last month, and I definitely have missed talking to y'all, is that my mother went into an assisted living. And it has been quite an interesting, I don't know whether to call it a challenge or experience, but I know that there are many people that are listening tonight that have had the experience or possibly will have the experience, because there are many, many, many people in this world that are going through changes. And a lot of times, and I just want to say this before I get into what I really want to talk to you tonight about, is that when people are going through transitions, and this earth is definitely, all of us are going through transitions and have been, and we always will be, but we remember that when someone gets elderly, they do not consciously, they feel like they're losing control. So what they do is they try to manipulate even more than they may have in their early years. And if they're really good at it from the early years, then they'll really, you know, push to do that. And it can cause havoc in people's lives. And I just want to share that, because we all live in karma, you know, whether we have good karma or bad karma. And always remember that if someone that you have in your life is creating a lot of drama or any kind of upset, that's creating a lot of karma for them. And the only way that we can have it not create karma for ourselves is to not get involved with it, other than what we have to do, you know, as a friend or family member or something like that. But the more involved you get, the more karma it can create for you. So I just want to share that before I get into some of the signs of self-realization or self-awakening that all of us are going through. And I'm going to tell y'all, in the last week, I have had more than 10, 12, about 15 people from the 50s, you know, people that were born in the 50s, that's me, by the way. So there's something going on with some changes happening that with that. So I think it's very fascinating that that's occurring. So it's mainly from 1950 to 1956, which I think is very, very fascinating. So I want to take my first caller. Leslie, how are you?
Oh, hello. Hi.
Did you not think I was going to get your call?
I thought you were going to continue talking, and I was just going to listen.
Well, you know I am, but okay. But I love to talk to you. So tell me what's going on in your world, Leslie.
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I just had a question in regards to work.
Okay.
I am currently looking for work and have been for some time. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was just wondering if you could see, A, if I need to do something that I'm not doing, and B, if I keep doing what I am doing, is that going to reap some rewards soon?
Okay, first off, I know that there has to be some sort of shift, and I feel that right away. I'm going to pull a card for you as well. What's your birthday?
Oh, 228. Do you need the year?
Yes. Uh-huh.
71.
71? Oh,
yes.
You're young. Heaven forbid. You're very
okay.
young, so yeah. compared to everybody else that I've talked to, I was born in the 50s, so it's been very interesting.
Yeah,
I was just going to see you're kind of mid year right now, so I was just looking to see if there was anything relevant to your career in as far as your timing. But right now, you're definitely in an emotional state, but I don't see anything that's you're completing old patterns of relationships, Leslie, I can tell you that, and moving into a new phase. So that would make, that doesn't necessarily mean people, but it means also work. So it doesn't surprise me that you've been out of work, or that you're changing work, because you're going into a completely different phase of your life. Now, it's interesting because when I'd say you're halfway between your birthday, just about, and next
yeah.
year. Now, I'm not saying you're going to have to wait till next year to get a job, but I will tell you, without a doubt, you will have new work come your birthday next year. I can promise you that, because you are going just from the influences that I see from your birthday, you've got a new energy, a new life force, and I don't want to use the word fortune because that sounds so like gold coins, but that's what I see around you. I see gold coins around you. So I know that things are turning and shifting for you.
Yeah, they are actually.
So as far as work goes, I'm feeling I'll get verification on this, but I'm feeling that, oh, wow, there you have some new. Okay, first off, let me just tell you what's happening first, Leslie.
Okay.
First off, there is a huge shift coming in for you, letting go of some old viewpoints. Well, you already know
mm-hmm.
this, so it's interesting
oh,
when
yeah.
you hear it verified. Major. Now, this is not subtle mm-hmm. stuff. This is big, major shifts. So that's the first step that you're going through. Now, there are three stages that you're going to be going through, which I think is very interesting. The second stage is a creativeness. In other words, a focus. Now, first off, you're going to have to kind of let go of some of these old viewpoints. But at the same, and it's not just viewpoints. I get a sense of people, too. There's some one or two people. Well, we're not going to get into how many, but there's some people in your life that are shifting, and just accept
Got
it.
Got you.
Don't fuss with it. Don't fight it. Let it be, because it's a bringing in the new life. Interesting enough, looking at this as well as what I was looking at earlier. Secondly, you are going into a phase of great creativity for you, which means
mm-hmm.
that, which is also a little bit more financial for you, but also abundance, just overall abundance. I feel
mm-hmm.
that whatever you're going to get into work-wise, you will be doing something you love more than what you did before. And remember, that is where you will find the greatest joy, is more in something that you love than what you did. Now, the other, what I want you to do, and this is where the message you asked me earlier, and this is where the clarity
mm-hmm.
of that message is. Yes, you need to shift what you're doing. Because the message I get is there is a bit of a narrowness, if you may, thinking that, well, if I, I'll just keep going this road. But there's some talent that you have, Leslie, that can be used in a resume. I'm not even sure what you do, but there's something that you do that you could expand on it or get a little bit more creative with how you're presenting yourself. And that is what, when you do that, and I see, I just don't like getting into time, but I'm going to tell you what I get anyway, because there's so much free will. But 2 to 3 months, I feel there's, because of all this letting go and seeing a new way of presenting yourself. I don't know what you're doing right now, Leslie, and we don't have to get into it on the radio, but you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm an artist, and I have several different art forms, and I'm exploring a new one, dancing, and maybe that's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, because the way that you've been presenting yourself, the creativity of how you've been presenting yourself has been a little narrow. Now, that doesn't mean that it's narrowness or narrow-minded. It just means that there are... It's time for you to branch out, and when you branch out, that is when you will get your job.
Got it. Okay.
Because it just needs to be a little bit more creative. And letting go of that old way of doing it, that's what's going to shift. So it's emotional first, then there's a doingness of what you're going to kind of do. Well, it's not just necessarily doing this. It's more, I would say, in the viewpoint of how you're presenting yourself. And then after that, you're going to get what you're looking for. So it's going to be fine.
I feel
really good about it. You got it? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
You're very welcome. And listen, thanks for calling in. It was great talking to you. By the way, go to my site at VickiFord.com. Put your contact in there so I can stay in touch with you. And because I'd like to hear how you're doing. I like to get follow-ups on it. So
definitely.
That would be just
great. Thanks so much, Vicki.
Thank you. Yeah. Enjoy California. Yeah. So I will be taking my next caller in just a moment. There's just one thing I want to share with you, and I'm going to be talking between calls so that just kind of can listen in. When we're looking at the different signs of self-awakening, the very first one that we're looking at least from my channeling in and my information, is knowing yourself. And very interesting, because on that last call, we're looking at knowing herself, really expanding on who you are, what you can learn about yourself. Because when you start to know yourself, that is one of the first signs let's use the word sign, of self-awakening, self-ascension, however you want to term it, that is one of the first signs that you know, hey, yes, I am on the right track. I may be a light worker. I may be an artist. I'm very creative, but yet I feel stuck. Well, not really. If you are learning about yourself, you're not stuck. So just remember that. Jamie, how are you?
Oh, hi, Vicki. Thank you. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing very well. You're calling from Iowa. I don't know that I've had anybody recently from Iowa. This is fun. How are things in Iowa?
Well, today is our last hot day for a while. It's going to be cooling off overnight and be very pleasant.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Y'all didn't get all those torrential rains, though, did you?
No, not really.
Okay.
Nothing of
that. Okay. I wasn't sure. I know it was in the north part, but I wasn't sure about the Iowa area. So what is your question tonight, Jamie?
Well, I know you've answered my question earlier last week, I guess, with the mini reading about my website. But here's another thing.
You're the one who wrote to me about that. Okay, yes.
But I'm so appreciative.
Well, sure.
Okay, here's the background. About 5 years ago, I remarried, moved up to Minnesota, and now I'm living back in Iowa. My father had a heart attack and a stroke, so I'm actually acting as his caregiver in the house that I grew up in. So I told my husband, I gave him an ultimatum. I said, look, if you want to be married, you're going to move back to Iowa where we belong, and which is kind of weird and really weird for me. But I just realized how much this was home. And so he is going to come down, but he drags his feet. He's very slow about change. It really bothers him a lot. And so I'm wondering if you can give me any kind of time period about when it will be, when he's ready. He's working on our house to get ready to sell it. So that's what he's kind of working on, and he's been in this job that he's really ready to quit. At least that's
what. Oh, good, because that was my first question that I was going to say. Okay, as far as that, let me ask you, Jamie, when he puts his house and gets ready to sell, can he still move back to Iowa without the house being sold?
Well, he could, but it would be, unless he walks right into a job, it'll be a little difficult. Or he could live here with my dad, actually, yes.
Right, okay. All right. Let me just tell you what I'm feeling. I just, boy, this is one of those timing issues where you and he are going to have to really communicate, share your heart, and I'm getting a feeling of the timing. I'm going to have to tell you there's so many factors, Jamie, with timing, but I'm going to tell you that I feel immediately went to 5 months, and that when I say 5 months, that feels like there will be a major shift in the house, in him. But, you know, I have more attention, honestly, Jamie, I have more attention on him right now than I do on the timing. Because there is a shift going back to him because he wants, I don't think that he really wants to move in with you and the father situation. I feel like there's a resistance there. And I think that he may be a little bit concerned about that. But there's still something else. Now, you said he has a difficult time shifting, but I feel that, would you mind if I, over the week, Jamie, just as a gift to you for calling in, did a little energy work on that? On that situation, yeah. I just gonna. It won't take just a moment to do. But what's his name?
His name is Michael.
Michael. Okay. First off, he loves you, and he is. Okay. I think I'm getting it now. Let me just work on something for a minute here. What, Jamie? Was there something that happened in Iowa that he's resisting a little bit? I know he wants to move. I don't think it's that. But what happened in Iowa when he was last there? There's something keeps coming up about that. Did something occur there?
I don't know if something actually occurred, but he has had a terrible relationship with his father when he was young. And it lasted up into his adulthood, and very terrible relationship.
He's not in there anymore, is he?
No, he's passed.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling. But it could be your father that is reminded. But there's something that he's resisting more than just selling the house. I think he wants, it could be the old memories of there. So I would say that when he gets a little bit of healing on that, just kind of help him. Are you familiar with Saint Germain? I mean, you're an astrologer, right?
Right.
Are you?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm picking up that a little bit of Saint Germain. Well, a little bit, not a little bit, but Saint Germain working his magic with the violet flame with you doing this for him.
Yeah.
I think that's going to help. Just let him let go of some of that old energy. And I think some of the resistance will go away for him. And that's what I'm feeling. But I don't, you know, why I got 5 months, I feel that by the time that the house is ready, and I don't think it's going to be, if you don't overprice it, I don't think that you're going to have that big of a deal selling it. But I'm going to remember one thing, and I tell this to everybody. My home is for sale too. Even though we're having to sell our home for less, we're going to be able to buy for less also. So what we lose in one way, we gain in another. So it's really apropos. I mean, it just all kind of comes together. But I feel like within 5 months, Jamie, there'll be a huge shift. And you know what? You can verify this with the astrology, too, because I love to do combinations of both the intuitive, and also I do some other kind of work too that doesn't just go by intuition, and because I like to get verification of it as well. But you know, that just, I don't know why, but that 5 months just comes pretty out there for me. So I've tested that out, and it feels about right. So I'd say that that's not long, you know, in the scheme of things, that's not too long.
That is,
yeah, it's not so long. Yeah, it gives you time to prepare. It gives him time to get the house together. And in the meantime, you know what? It wouldn't be a bad idea to just chat with him about that. And I don't know what your situation, and I want to just send you some wonderful, wonderful healing, because having a parent that you have to caretake for, bless you. That's all I'm going to say. Bless you.
Bless you,
because my mother's in an assisted living now, but I took care of her, and it's a difficult thing. It's very difficult.
You can't even imagine it. Until you're in that position, you can't really imagine it.
Well, I just want to share one thing with you, if you don't mind, Jamie. I'm going to share it with you, but I'm also going to share it with everybody that may be listening. I don't know that this is a senility issue, but I want to share something for those of you, because I have through the years on the radio, I have had a lot of calls with this type of, and you haven't said this, so I'm not saying that you're saying this, but there was something that I read about senility, and I hope that I can find it. It was from Louise Hay's book. It talks about senility, Alzheimer's, that type of thing. And it talks about the old age returning to the safety of childhood, demanding care and attention, a form of control of those around you. And a lot of times dementia and Alzheimer's and all that senility, they're kind of crossed over, but yet they're not crossed over. And it can kind of be confusing to those around, because they're like, oh my gosh, they're so controlling. But it's their only way to feel like they haven't lost it, but yet they're still on the other side most of the time. I don't know about your father, but I just wanted to share that. What now?
Thank you so much. He has made his little forays into the other side. I actually came home from visiting him once when he was in the nursing home before he came home. I saw him in the backyard, just, turn the corner.
Why did he come home from a nursing home? It seems like that would be such a...
You mean finally? Because he's bound and determined to be home.
I see. Yeah, guys. There's that control. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I understand. So, well, anyway, bless you. That's all I'm going to say is just bless you. You need blessings. Everybody taking care of an elderly person needs blessings. So,
Yes, I'll take them all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Jamie, it was so nice chatting with you. Appreciate you calling in. Keep in touch, okay?
You too, and have a good night. Yeah. You bet.
You too. You
Bye-bye.
Too. And I want to just share with you, there are so many signs of self-awakening, but I'm just going to address 12 or 13 of them. Know thyself is very, very strong. The other one is sometimes, you feel like you're not making progress in your life, but you really are. And that in itself can make you feel stuck. But I want to share one thing that's a sign of self-awakening is your sleep patterns change. And I don't know what that means for you. Now, for me, I've been waking up a lot more around 4 o'clock in the morning. Nothing's waking me up. I just feel the presence of a lot of energies around me. I get messages then. The house is very quiet. My daughter's safe in her room and the dogs are quiet, but there are messages. Also, you have a deeper integrity. Now, someone says, well, integrity is integrity. But as you find and know yourself more, something happens with this. It's like you don't even have to worry about what people are thinking about you, because you know within your heart that you're doing the right thing. And that's a big, big test of, and I'm going through it myself. Because when you have an elderly parent that says, things that are not true, and people don't know whether they're telling what's really happening, are they telling the truth, are they not, And so I have had to really look at my integrity of what's true for me, what's right for me, what is real, and keep that integrity in, and it is deepening to a much more profound level, which is beautiful. And that is a sign of ascension, self-awakening. So just know that when you're having these changes, be in honor of them. And it's like, oh, yes, these are good. Also, another one is pressure at the top of your head. The crown chakra is opening up. Divine energy and inspiration and guidance and protection is coming in. Now, another thing I want to mention, if you're getting a lot of headaches, that is a disconnection from spirit. So you really want to use a lot, you know, whether you use tuning forks or whether you use a chakra tape or just taking lots of walks, but clear your crown chakra out. That's on the top of your head because that is spirit coming in to give you that awareness, you know, that the beautiful feeling. Now, another one can be, now it doesn't have to, all of these have to be, y'all. So, you know, these are just a few signs to let you know that you are making progress in your life and things are moving well, is body changes. And well, get into a little bit more detail on some of these, and if you have questions on all of these, be sure and call in. Losing a lot of weight or gaining a lot of weight. Now, you know, personally for me, I've pretty well stayed the same, which I is a body change for me because I usually gain weight and then I'll lose it and then I'll gain. Now I can eat just about anything I want, and I pretty much stay the same weight. I don't know. It's just balancing out for me, which has been very, very, very comforting. So that's been a body change. It's just not necessarily losing or gaining weight. It's more of staying the same because the vibrations are rising. So when you have different body changes, it just means that for you, your body is shifting and that's a good thing. Now, something else too that can come up is your senses are increased. And I love this one because, you know, we have the hearing and the speech. We have our five senses, but we have a lot more senses, y'all, that are opening up. And for many of us, you know, that's just common. I mean, we've had so many other senses that it's not even, when you think about the five senses, it feels like you're not even complete in your sentence. Yet at the same time, sometimes this is happening to people. That, and I feel like it's happening probably to a lot of people in their 50s. They're hearing their name called and they're like, okay, fine. You know, that's to those of us who are light workers, that it's not uncommon. But, and to children, you know, when you have a indigo child or a rainbow child, crystal child, they hear that a lot. They hear their name being called, a very whispering, you know. They hear it very, very light. But what is happening is your sixth sense is opening up, and your that's another part of knowing that you're going through these self-awakenings. And don't be surprised if you hear that. I mean, so many people are so get into fear of, oh, my goodness, all these things are happening to me, and, you know, am I losing my mind? No, you're not losing your mind. You're just becoming more aware. As the energies from the other side are coming in, the ascended masters, the archangels are all coming in closer to us. And, you know, there's some fabulous books on all the different archangels and ascended masters, and there are just so many of them. Now, I don't connect with all of them, although I'm, you know, working on many, many more than just, you know, just say Archangel Michael or Raphael. There are many, many. There's, you know, you have your archangels and you have just ascended masters that, oh my goodness, I can't even, Guinevere and Horus and Jorge or Isis and and of course Jesus, Christ consciousness. So just be aware. And you know, I'll probably do my next show, if I don't have my special guest on, hopefully that my special guest will be on the next, not this coming Monday, but the next Monday. Hopefully we'll have my special guest on there. And, if so, then we'll be talking a lot about ascended masters and, the archangels. But remember that if you do hear your name called, it's okay, y'all. That's just a sign that, wow, I'm connecting up more, and be thankful for that because it's wonderful to have that occur. Now, something else, and boy, I know that a lot of this is happening because I do a lot of readings for folks. I do past life regressions. I do a lot of karma clearing for people during the week, and I do my personal abundance coaching. And waves of emotion can come over. And let's just say that you're in the middle of cleaning your house or you're at work, and all of a sudden a huge wave of emotion comes over you. You get angry or you cry. And this is good, everybody. This is good because it's a release of old blocked energies, old block emotional karmic energies. So don't squash them down and say, oh, well, I'm not going to look at that. Now, if you're at work and you get an anger or crying or whatever, obviously you can't sit there and go through it, but you can feel it. And then you can say, look, you know, angels, I want to address this a little bit more when I get home. I want to really look at this. And you can ask for help in this. But those huge, you know, and they can be subtle or they can be huge. Now, for me personally, I get very subtle waves of emotion going through, and I will be, well, especially with 9/11 issues that come up, a lot of those. But for me, that brings up a lot. And when I have those waves of emotion, I'm like, thank you, Spirit, because you are now opening up another layer, if you may. And I could, you know, we're like onions, another level of communication, another level of awareness. And sometimes you'll say, and I want to remind everybody of this, because you'll say, well, I handled that 25 years ago. And you say, well, maybe you did. Don't ever deny that you did. Of course you handled that 25 years ago. Now you're getting a chance to heal it on a deeper level. Now, I know you hear these things all the time, but it's really true, y'all. If you were, if you had abuse as a child, or if you were abandoned as a child, you may go through therapy for it early on, and you may have bouts of issues with it. But there will always be another level, another layer to evolve, and that gives you that much more karmic release so that in the next time you come around, things won't have to be the same way. So always welcome those. And I want to mention something about karmic release and karma clearing, karma balancing, a lot of people call it, is because you can clear your karma. This lifetime, you can clear your karma. It's just that you still have your soul's journey that you have to live, and you're still going to have to go through certain karma, you know, experiences that will help to balance it, but you can get help to do that. And I always welcome you if you want to go to my website at VickiFord.com. I do a lot of that kind of work, and it will bring in waves of emotion, and it will bring in those when you're like all of a sudden, wow, I was doing pretty good there. Now I'm crying. Well, you're still doing good. Even though you may be crying or even though you may have anger, you're still doing well. And the reason why you're doing well is because you're now having waves of emotion. And it's very interesting to me, and I think I mentioned it on my last call with Jamie, is that when we go through the elderly are going through a lot of changes, and they're having a harder time of releasing than I believe our generation will. Now, when I say our generation, I'm talking about those in the 60s, probably 50s, 40s, 30s. I can't mention 70s because I don't know a lot of people in the 70s that are that are 70-year-old folks, but those in their early 60s and those that are spiritually enlightened are going to have far less of a transition issue, far less karma that they're going to be creating in their older years, because when you're older and you have a lot of issues karmically, what you're doing is, you're creating a lot of karma, not just for yourself, but for your family and everyone around you. So for those of us who are still young, and those much younger than me, remember that a transition is not a bad thing. It is just going home. And the fear of death, I don't know where that in the world that has come in other than my understanding of it. And I really mention all of this because it's very important in the signs of self-awakening, is that the fear of death is just because we've had so many lifetimes where we suffered. Or, you know, for those of us who are light workers, we put at the stake, you know, burned at the stake. Of course you don't want to die. I mean, my heavens, why would anybody want to do that? But if you will spend this lifetime, folks, clearing up your karma And going through the signs of self-awakening, you know, be aware that these waves of emotion are truly releasing these karmic energies, these blocked old karmic energies. You will not have the fears and the guilt and the upsets about passing on, because you'll realize, oh, wow, I did my best this life, and I really learned a lot. Now I can move on to the next part of my life, which is without, you know, a body. And the only reason why I mention this so much tonight is because there are only five people in this assisted living where my mother is, and one person is transitioning. Every time I go there, which I go quite frequently, because I just want to, you know, she's new there, and I want to make sure that my mother is doing well. And not that I can do anything about that. Believe me, it won't happen. I can't change that. But this lady is crossing over, and I see it. I don't feel like, from an intuitive basis, I will never predict death, but I will tell you it's getting closer, because just in the last 2 weeks, I've seen a huge shift since this lady had her stroke, and you can feel her, she's crossing over. And sometime I'm going to go there and kind of help her, you know, not get into her free will, but just kind of send energy for her to if she chooses, to help her to be, at least she's not alone. She has people around her, and I think that's such a blessing. Now, some other things that are signs of self-awakening is that you see the world in a new way. You start to trust a little bit more. You have a little bit more compassion. And it's interesting because I am seeing people going through so many shifts in their energy. It's like, well, wait a minute. This isn't working anymore for me. I don't have to keep doing the same old stuff over and over again. If your job isn't working for you, really look at what it is about it. Maybe there's a shift there. Maybe there's a sign from spirit saying you're supposed to be doing something else. If it becomes that difficult, now I have a very interesting situation that came up with my house that I want to share with you. Is I wanted to put my house on the market, which I have, and I tried to get a refinance on it or second mortgage or whatever, and it became very difficult. So I started doing some meditations on it, and I was going to either take it off the market and refinance it, or continue on the market and just trust that the universe would, you know, bring me a buyer. And all of a sudden it just hit me. You don't take you got to keep the house on the market, because the reason why you've had such difficulty with the refinancing is because it's not the right timing. If you take the house off the market right now, the buyers are coming around Thanksgiving. You need to really keep it on the market. So, you know, it's been very interesting when you can do your own intuition and your own perspective on things, but it's sometimes also very hard because you want to do this and you want to do that. But y'all, we have to see the world in a view that is a little bit more trusting and more compassionate. That again has to go back with that earlier part where I was talking about where you your crown chakra is open. Another aspect of self-awakening is when you feel lost. These old issues keep coming up, but you're not lost, y'all. You're not lost. It's just that you, and I get that feeling sometimes too, you just feel like, wow, you know, where's the rest of the world? I mean, we're all ascending here. All these light workers, all these people are transcending and going into self-ascension, and I feel alone. And then I will tell you that not everyone is aware. Many, many people on this planet are still very, very much into the ego. And when you're into the ego, it's all about, you know, more physical universe things, which we all need. There's no doubt we've got to balance the two. But at the same time, when you get those feelings of loss, being lost, you know, write me, email me, you know, we'll do a mini reading on you or something, because, or do a past life regression, because really that feeling of loss is letting you know that you are awakening. You are in a process of self-ascension, and just knowing that, oh, I feel a little lost right now. Well, that's good, because now I know that I'm not just in the ego. I'm actually being connected a little bit more. Now, that kind of goes with the idea of going with the flow, because, see, a lot of times when you're going through self-ascension, you want to kind of break free of those old habits and those old patterns. And it's very interesting because that's not always so easy, y'all. Living the spiritual path isn't always the easiest path. Sometimes you have to do stuff in your life that other people that are not necessarily walking the same soul's journey that you are will have guilt on you, or they'll see, you know, oh, you can't do this person that way. Well, it's not about doing that person that way. It isn't even about that. It's about honoring yourself and keeping your boundaries. And I always talk about boundaries because when you want to break free of old habits and patterns, you're going to have to shift your boundaries. You're not going to be able to let people treat you the same way. And they may not like that. And you may end up with new friends. You may not have the same friends. I mean, they're friends of mine a year ago that I don't have now. But I can say one thing. There are six people in my life that are true friends. No matter what happens in my life, they are my true friends. And I can count them, six people. And I am thrilled for that. I mean, I think that is a blessing to have those six people in my life that will be here for me no matter what. And so, you know, wanting to break free of old habits and patterns is a blessing. And if someone says to you, oh, you've always done it that way, why are you changing now? Just that's okay. That's their viewpoint on it, and it's all right. But when you go to shift those old patterns and those old habits, let me tell you, walking that spiritual path is and can be very, very, very difficult. You may get attacked. You may people may not like you. They may not understand you. But that is where your integrity and knowing yourself, that first one that I mentioned earlier on, that is when that is extremely important to know yourself. Now, another thing that can happen when you're going through the self-ascension, self-awakening, is you have events that synchronize. I have a problem saying that word, but they synchronize, and it increases the fact and the knowledge that you are not alone in your awakening. So if, you know, something happens and somebody calls or somebody's thinking the same thing or things are happening in synchronicity, then you know that that's part of the self-ascension. Things are just too uncanny. Wow, that was too easy. Oh my gosh, that was simple. Wow, I can't believe he called at that right time. Oh geez, that's perfect timing. And what happens is when you start to get those kind of synergistic events, you have to be aware that spirit is working with you and through you. And it's very important when those happen, because at that point, you know that spirit's with you. Now, when you want to be of the world and make a good living and be a part of society and have fun in the world, that is extremely important in this physical world. But always remember that it isn't just that. We're not just here to live in the physical world. Yes, we are, and we want to be in the world, but we don't want to be of the world in the sense of being in the drama of it. In other words, there are situations in my life personally right now where there is so much drama around me that if I don't watch it, that I could get zapped up into it, and occasionally I do. And I have to clean myself off right away, because when you're in the drama of the trauma of the world, that is not a way to resolve anything. It is not a way to get into any solutions. And Einstein said it clearly. I'm going to paraphrase it, but you have to, if you're going to solve a problem, you can't solve the problem with the same eyes that you, in other words, you have to look at it from a different viewpoint. He didn't say it quite like that. I'm really paraphrasing it. But basically, you know, you have to look at it from a different perspective, because if you just look at it from the problem aspect of it, you will never resolve it. So these are some of the, you know, very basic aspects of the signs of self-awakening, the signs of ascension. And there's not any magic to ascension. It's just learning yourself. knowing who you are, and everyone that I spoke with tonight and those that have been contacting me at VickiFord.com, you know, are all going through that. And by the way, I want to let everyone know that it's VickiFord.com. And go on there and listen to my video and get to know me a little bit about my books. I have a couple of books out, and I had a third book coming out that I am just not going to write anymore. You know, it's fascinating, but I wrote this book, and it was supposed to come out on Balboa Press. And, you know, I've had such resistance to the book. Everything that's happened is not happening, and no fault of anybody's. It's just not, that's not the right book. It was not meant to be a book to be published. It was a book for me to heal with. And when I finished the book, it was like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and get it published. And I went against my own intuition and went and spent this money and, you know, everything. But nothing really happened on the book the way it was supposed to. And it's because the book is going to be rewritten. So I think that's kind of interesting. I'm not in the mood to write right now, but when the time comes, I will be writing. I just, right now, I like to do spiritual counseling and the personal abundance coaching is what I really love to do. So, you know, eventually I will get into that. But I just want to share with you that these are just some of the ways. There are many other ways that you can be aware that life is changing for you. Now, when people say, oh, but I got to have money, and I say, yes, you do. We all have to have energy, money, whatever you want to call it, on this planet to survive. And what I say to you when you're going through difficult times, that is the very time that you need to connect to spirit, because our solutions come from our higher self, that part of us that knows the answers. And when we quit the worry and the stress, then that's when the answers come. And I have to tell you, I have one very dear friend down in Florida, and I that we're going to call in. I guess they weren't able to listen tonight, but that I know that she will give me wise advice and friendship. And it's very important to have, and there's a two other people that I have in my life, a spiritual mentor as well, that will help me through times when you wonder, wow, you know, where is that coming from? What in the world happened there to create that issue? And that is why we need spiritual guidance and spiritual help from those ascended masters and archangels, because in this world, there is a lot of aspects of karma, if you may, that can get in the way of us thinking clearly. And so when we have those kinds of things happen, then we have to be aware that we need help. And by the way, I'm not sure, let's see, today is the, I believe is the 12th. So I believe that the date would be either, I believe it's the 26th of September. I will be having, my guest, who is the spiritual energy dynamics, a person who is incredible with highly, highly advanced energies that I was not even aware of that existed on this planet. He is incredible. His name is Robert Tum, and he is from Florida, also Helen, Georgia. And he will be my special guest, I believe, on September 26th, if everything goes as planned. So if not, it will be the following 2 weeks after that in October that he will be. But I really want y'all to listen and tune in to that segment of the Vicki Ford Show, because he will be sharing some wonderful aspects of how we can get along in our society and yet be of the world, but yet know that there is such a beautifulness that are all these ascended masters and people that you we just tend to not connect with necessarily. And his spiritual energy work is probably the most profound that I've ever experienced in my entire life, and many lifetimes before. So I have to tell you, it'll be a very powerful show. So if you you are not sure of the time, I will be sending everything out. And if you're not on my email list, be sure to go to the VickiFord.com site and go to the contact page and put yourself on the email list. I don't send all these lots and lots of emails out all the time. I do let you know about special guests I have on the radio shows, and I do that type of thing. So let me see if I can get Rose from Florida. How are you, Rose?
Hey, Vicki, I'm calling in.
Well, good.
Just heard you mention my name. I was listening to your show.
Well, I just talked about you. So, do you have a question, or does Guy have a question, or do you want to share some insight here? Because you're very insightful. Rose is a spiritual light worker and intuitive from the St. Pete area as well, Energy Work Center. She has an energy work center down in St. Pete's. Did I say that right, Rose? I hope so.
Hello?
Hello?
But I got disconnected. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. But, yeah, did you have something you wanted to comment on?
No, I was just listening to the show, and I think you're doing an excellent job with the ascension process. I think it's something that many, many listeners are interested in hearing about right now. Yeah. And it's quite educational.
Yes. Well, I tell you, I've gone through so many of them myself. I wanted to ask you about one of the aspects of it, because I know as a spiritual light worker yourself, have you ever felt like, because I get a lot of calls on this, that, you know, we're not moving the way we think we're supposed to be moving, like we're not making the progress as a light worker that we're believing that we should be. Have you ever felt that way?
You mean like I'm wearing cement shoes and I'm just not getting anywhere?
Well, that's another way of looking at it. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, that.
yes. What I feel that is, I've come to learn by working through a lot of these things, is that it's not always in our time. It's in the universe's time. And what we think is the timeline doesn't work, and then you get that stuck feeling.
Yeah.
And gotta let it flow.
Well, you know, that's one of the aspects of ascension, is going with the flow. And
yep.
And you know what, I every time Rose, that I went to get all my paperwork for the taking the house off the market, it made me feel stuck again. And I was like, no, why are you doing this? So, you know, that feeling lost. I was just curious, because you're a light worker yourself, and I wondered if you'd ever felt that way, because I think all light workers that are really here to help bring light to the world feel like we could be doing far more. And sometimes we don't get a chance to do it or something. I don't know. So I'm glad to know that I'm not the only one that feels that way.
No, you're not the only one. And then when we don't get things accomplished in what we feel is an appropriate time span, we get frustrated. And then we start going off on tangents or start second-guessing ourselves, which pushes us back even further.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Rose, I know you're going to be on the show sometime, hopefully in October or November, on the BBS show. So we'll have to let everybody know when that will be. But we'll work something out on that whenever it works for you.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, listen, thanks so much for calling in, and we'll look forward to having you on the show sometime. Okay.
Good. Have a great evening.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And I just want to remind everybody that you're not alone. Everyone that is spiritually awakening, and listen, it's okay if you're not spiritually awakening. I can know without a doubt everyone that's listening to the show tonight is spiritually awakening. You wouldn't be listening if you weren't. You're a spiritual seeker, and that's they talk about who you like to work with. That's who I like to work with, those who are spiritually seeking the truth for themselves. It's not the truth from Vicki, and it's not the truth from Susie. It's the truth for yourself. And, you know, the only way you can find that is to be a spiritual seeker. And then all of a sudden, something I've said, you know, resonates with you, or maybe it doesn't, and that's okay. So, but I want to just remind you, I will be back September 26th. I'm always on the second and fourth Mondays at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific for the Vicki Ford Show. Please go to VickiFord.com and, you know, just let me know who you are. Go to the contact page. Go and let me have some information about you. If you didn't get to call in tonight and you want a mini reading, I'd love to do that. Be blessed. Have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you September 26th. Good night.